If she was honest with herself, Angela would have happily dropped the whole being a fire-breathing demon thing in favor of just playing keyboards and singing backup in her normal face. Maybe under smoke and black lights or something, you know, so no one could object or look at her like she was a freak. But that apparently was out of the question. "What?" Josh asked, venom dripping down his pointed chin. "You mean... what do you mean?"
"Nothing," she said, feeling sheepish now.
She coughed nervously into her hand, forgot about the fire breathing, and burned most of the hair off the back of her knuckles. Fortunately, her skin was mostly fireproof. It still hurt, though.
"Ouch," she said quietly.
"God, Angela,"
Josh said, scratching the wall of her garage with his tail.
"You're such a freak sometimes."
"Could you not?"
she said, watching the tail leave another mark in the plaster. Josh poked the plaster harder, carving out a small hole before lashing his tail forward to hit the cymbals with a crash. He was a really good drummer as a demon. Even Angela had to admit it, the tail coming in useful for extra percussion. But he did like to scratch people. Even Angela's demon skin couldn't stand up to the bone spire at the tail's end.